is continuing his sermon series on the five steps to grow closer to God, and today we are focusing on outreach. And 1 Peter 3:15 in the Message translation says, through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention in adoration before Christ your master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Our world and our community needs to hear about the hope we have in Jesus Christ, because all around us we know that people are yearning for hope, for encouragement, for direction in the confusion and peace in the turmoil. But we don't have to stand on a street corner and shout the gospel, but perhaps there's a place for that. But a smile, an encouraging word, an offer of help, a listening ear, a meal or a box of groceries, a positive attitude, a promise of prayer. These are but a few of simple yet profound ways to speak with action the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to go into all the world and share the gospel. He invites us to be a part of his kingdom on earth, here and now. Think about that. He invites us to be a part of building his kingdom here, in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, our community, and the world. Build your kingdom here.
One, two, three. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. We refuse to waste.
We are.
was just wonderful. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we yearn for your presence. We yearn for your kingdom here on earth. Yet you tell us that your kingdom shines in us and through us. Show us each day the opportunities you provide to speak, to act, and to love in big and small ways that will proclaim you to this hurting world. Give us courage and boldness, along with wise words and gentle spirits. Help us not to be afraid, but to step out into the unknown oceans of this life with our eyes on you alone, believing that you will never leave us and you will keep our heads above the waves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oceans. Well, it's that wonderful time when we can greet one another with words of friendship and encouragement.
I just got the signal that my microphone's on now. So that means everything we say, people can hear now, okay? So we have to be careful what we say now, because we're on a microphone. I'm just going to let you all just settle down on your own. You just take your time. It's good to see you all here today, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen? And Sarah is up here today, and I'm going to read her a story from this Bible that I keep talking about, the Beginner's Bible. Did you say you have one of these? I need to get one. These are great. Everybody who's got a child, I'd like to, we have new parents in our congregation, Zach and Laura, thank you. It's hard to keep all these names in my head. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if, as a church, we just had sort of a tradition of giving one of these to every new parent? And in the front of it, there's a little thing that says, "My name is," and a place for their name, and it says, "Will you please read to me? Thank you." So I'm going to read to you today, okay? Is that okay? You want to slide over here a little closer? Yeah, so you can see the pictures. This is another story from this Bible, and today we're talking about outreach, which is another way of talking about missions and service to other people. You know what that means, right? And so this is a cool story about how Jesus shows us that what it's all about to be a servant. And it's a story about Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And it's a good story for us today because he does it before the Last Supper that he has with his disciples. And today we're celebrating communion together in a very interesting way, actually, with grapes and goldfish. But we'll talk about that later. Let me show you this. See that picture there? It says, "Jesus and his disciples gathered together for a special Passover meal. Jesus knew he would be leaving them soon. After supper, Jesus removed his outer clothing. He wrapped a towel around his waist. Then he filled a bowl with water. Jesus washed and dried the disciples' feet one by one." You think you could let Jesus wash your feet like that? It would be hard, probably, for us to let somebody wash our feet. But Jesus did that because he loved the disciples. And then it was Peter's turn. Peter was one of the disciples. And he said to Jesus, "Lord, you should never wash my feet." He didn't want Jesus to wash his feet because he thought Jesus shouldn't be doing that because Jesus was like the king and he shouldn't be like acting like a servant. But Jesus said, "I must wash your feet for you to be part of my kingdom." And then he said to them all his disciples, "As I have washed your feet, you must wash each other's feet." By doing this, Jesus showed his friends how to love and serve each other. Isn't that a great story about Jesus? Shall we have a prayer together? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the wonderful blessings that you bestow on us, especially the blessings of our young people here in this church. And Lord, we ask that you help us to continue to grow our ministry to children and to youth, that you bring more children and youth to us, so that we can help guide them and watch over them as they grow in your love and in your grace. So, Lord, just be with each of us today. We thank you for all of our blessings. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You can go ahead and have a seat now. Thanks.
Good morning. Scripture lesson this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thought I'd start with a song. This is probably one that you may not know the words to, and it may not be one that you can sing along with, but it's not a hard song, it's an easy song. It kind of popped into my head this morning when I was sort of early in the morning, and I thought to myself, this is a good song to play when we're talking about outreach and mission and service. You almost think we'd practice that, you know, but we didn't.
You would be mistaken.
That's right. That's right. Good job, Dale. Thank you, man. I don't even know. Jackie already preached the sermon today. You know, I don't need to preach a sermon. Let's pray together. I want to pray with y'all and for my words and for our understanding once again. Lord, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Did you hear the scripture that was read this morning? Did you hear this? You are blessed. Did you hear that? Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This reminds me of another scripture. That happens a lot to me. You know, I'll think of one scripture and then it'll make me think. In fact, a lot of times when I do Bible studies, we just kind of do a free-floating Bible study. We'll start out with a scripture, and by the time we're done with the hour of talking about Bible study, we've gone, taken a trip all the way through scripture. But the scripture that reminds me of is from Genesis. It's in chapter 12. And God is talking to the Hebrew people, and he says to them, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless you, God says, and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Another way of saying this is that we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen? There's a reason that we have been so blessed. It's so that we can be a blessing to others. And if we're not out using our blessings to bless each other, we're not really doing what God put us here to do in the first place. So today we're talking about another step to help us grow closer to God. Today we're talking about outreach. You can call it a lot of different things. You may understand it in a lot of different ways, but we're talking about missions, we're talking about service, and we're talking about evangelism today. We're talking about working on that horizontal part of our relationships with our fellow human beings, which also enhances our relationship with God. Serving others, especially those who are in need. It may be with material needs, like our food pantry does every Monday evening here at the church. It may be with spiritual needs, like sharing the gospel with others, which is what we think of when we think of evangelism. I've got a few stories I want to share with you all this morning. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to, how many of them I'm going to be able to get through, because I'm just going to kind of just talk off the cuff about a couple of experiences I've had in the field of missions, in the mission field. And I think that from each of these, I've learned a little bit of a lesson. And I've asked Mark to kind of give me a signal if I start going too long here. So just wave your hand if I start talking to you. He's already doing it. Okay. Okay. First one is my first experience in international missions was we took a trip to Nicaragua back in 2003, I think it was. And it was my first opportunity to have a mission trip that was an international mission trip. And we tagged along with another church, big church, Warrenton United Methodist Church was taking a group, and I was in a smaller church. And the mission was to build a school. We were working on building a school. And, you know, we were making it out of concrete, earthquake-proof building with rebar and lots of concrete block. And the other thing that we did with these folks was we ran a VBS, a Vacation Bible School. And we did that at the old school grounds where these kids were still having school. The old school was made out of chicken wire, black plastic and an old tin roof with a dirt floor. But we had a wonderful experience working with those kids. And the thing I remember the most was after we kind of had our official vacation Bible school, we decided that we were going to play a little bit. And so we got up a big baseball game, because believe it or not, in Nicaragua, baseball is the national sport. And so we're playing baseball with these kids, and I noticed there's only like two or three gloves in the whole bunch. And the bat that was being used looked like it was just sort of a branch that somebody had sort of carved into a little bit of a bat shape. And what really touched me was when we came to play this game with the kids, they wanted us to have the gloves. And they wanted us to be the first to bat. I could talk a lot more about this experience, but what I learned from this experience, the moral of this story is, and what I learned about missions was that often when we go off on missions, whether it might be in our backyard or somewhere far away, we think we're going to help other people, but often we are the ones who receive the greatest blessing. And when you think about that and sort of carry it out, extrapolate that a little bit, you see that it just turns into one big circle of blessing, doesn't it? Because as we're blessed, we bless others, we're blessed for that blessing, and then we have more blessings to go around. The circle never ends. Guatemala, a few years later, got to go to Guatemala on another mission trip. Building a church this time. And these folks were United Methodists. But they didn't behave quite like United Methodists behave in this country. They were heavily influenced by the Pentecostal movement. They were very charismatic. And one of the things that was very interesting was when we prayed together, we'd get around in a circle and pray with these folks. And it wasn't like we pray. There wasn't just one person talking. It was everybody in the circle was talking at the same time. They had different praying styles than us. They had different worshiping styles. We worshiped with them. They had different ideas about clothing and manners. But we treated them with respect, with courtesy and kindness and Christian love. The moral of this story for me, as I began to think about it more, was having tolerance for differing Christian practices and beliefs. And sometimes, ironically, it seems that we are less tolerant of our Anglo brothers and sisters living right here among us than we are for those living far away. In other countries. Amen. Got time for another one? Mexico. Went to the Mexican border, across the Mexican border, and I went by myself this time, went to scope out possible mission trips. And I stayed with a pastor there, and he was very hospitable and kind, and he took me around and showed me different places and things like that, and we talked about potential missions that we could do there. And the thing that stuck with me on this trip was he took me to see a medical center that had been constructed by another mission team a few years before. It was completely empty, completely unused. Because once the team left that had, you know, put all that work into it and all the money, the support for it completely disappeared. Now it was just a vacant compound. He said the teams that came always want to build stuff. He said that's not what we want help with. We want help evangelizing the people here. The moral of the story is, for me, was don't assume that you know better than the people you are serving. what they need, take time to ask and find out. One more. Kentucky. Took a mission trip, took a group of young people down to Kentucky one time, when I think it was when I was working at St. Paul's in Stanton. We were doing home repair. It was a good experience, great experience, just like most of these trips I've been on have been great experiences. And but this time we, you know, every day for lunch we went to McDonald's. There was a McDonald's in town. And at this particular time, I was not as healthy a eater as I am now. Every day I would get probably like a double cheeseburger and a large order of fries. Well, at the time, they were doing that Monopoly game. You know what I'm talking about? And one day I got a large order of fries and I pulled off my thing and it says, "You've won." And I didn't know what I'd won, but when I got home, there was a number to call, and I called the number and it said, "You have won an all-expense trip to Disneyland, flight, staying at the Wilderness Lodge, tickets for 3 days, park passes for four people." Just turned out my family was four people, my wife, myself, and our two kids. And we got to go to Disneyland. The one down in Florida, Disney World. And the moral of this story, there really isn't a moral. It's just a freebie. I just thought it was a good story. But you don't have to go to another state or even another country to serve other people. You can do it right in your own backyard. Right in the nitty-gritty of your daily lives. If you look for the Christ in the eyes of each person that you meet, it is there that you will find your mission. "For truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Let us pray. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Amen. That, by the way, is something that was written by Teresa of Avila. Let us pray a blessing over our offering now. Lord, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. Lord, each breath that we have, each day that we have comes from you. Help us to not take for granted each moment, any of these moments with which you bless us, any of these moments that you give us where we have the opportunities to serve you. Lord, we've brought back a small portion this morning of all that you have blessed us with. We brought them into this house for your glory and for your honor. We ask that you give us the wisdom to know best how to use these for your kingdom and for your end. And for your glory. Amen. It is time. Actually, I've got communion before prayer, so I guess that's the way we do it. We're going to do it that way, because it says here on my sheet we're going to do it that way. Well, yeah, I probably could, couldn't I? Okay, let's do that. Let's improvise. I'm going to improvise. We're going to do our prayer first, and then we're going to go into our communion. So I'm going to start by asking you all for joys and concerns, and I know we have a few today. Ken, would you like to start with your...
Yes, the presence of my kidney cancer. You see, it's been called Friday afternoon, right after lunch, on the smaller call. But this 40-year-old son...
Thank you, Ken. Prayers for that family, for sure. Other things that we have to be... Yes, Stanley.
This is part prayer, part announcement. Many of you know that tomorrow is Johnny Barr's 101st birthday. So we all need to remember Johnny and pray for him as he celebrates his birthday. Thank off to Terry this morning. Johnny is very tired. And he appreciates cards. And Terry said it would be appropriate if anybody wanted to stop him just to say hello, very short, just hello.
Thank you, Stanley. Prayers for Johnny Barr for his upcoming 101st birthday, and also just a reminder that he would love to have some company and some folks checking in on him. Thank you very much for that. Yes, Mark.
I want to thank Gary Lucas and his team put together on Friday. I got myself in a pickle this week on helping at Chicken Barbecue. And I talked to Gary probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He got a phone call about 8 that evening. But he had a team put, and we could not have done it without the Bethany team that he put together. And I really want to thank everyone that came out and supported the Rift Head Virgin Club. All the money we make goes right back into the community. A lot of it goes to support the community. So.
At 5 a.m., right?
Amen.
Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Carolyn. Prayers for Carolyn's brother Don, as he is not doing very well. Thank you, Carolyn. Prayers for Don. So we lift up all these prayers to the Lord, and we will now pray together our prayer for the congregation. And we'll follow that up with our Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God of the ages, we praise you, for in the dawn of time you created the world, sending light by your word to dispel darkness. In Jesus Christ, you began a new creation, sending him to be the light of the world, to drive away fear and despair, and to rule in peace and justice, holiness and love. Especially this day, we thank you for the order and beauty of your creation, for coming in Jesus Christ to share our human life, for the place you give us in your continuing creation, for the promise of peace among nations and justice for all peoples, and for the church as the sign of your coming kingdom. Mighty God, prepare the world for your rule, for we long for the day when there shall be no more crying or tears, and death will be destroyed. Help us to share the ministry of Christ and be agents of his compassion. Especially we pray for the nations of the earth and peace in the world. For victims and survivors of violence. For those who are sick and suffering. For our families and friends, for the church, and those who serve in Christ's name. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We'll have our announcements now. Do we have any announcements today that anybody wants to lift up? Lori?
I just want to say thank you for
Okay, thanks for shoe donations. Thank you, Lori, for heading that up. We appreciate that. Excellent. Okay. So they're going to the South River Elementary. Thank you, Jackie. Is that the 19th?
Yes.
Brunch under the trees, the 19th, immediately following our worship service. That reminds me, we should mention that next Sunday is a very special Sunday in the life of our congregation. It is Youth Sunday, and our youth will be leading our worship service. And so we'll be continuing talking about missions and outreach next Sunday, and we're looking forward to that. Carolyn, do we have? You've got your thing happening Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Young at Hearts at Mrs. Rouse in Stanton on Tuesday at noon?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
All over 55.
All Young at Heart, all young people over 55. Reminder from Facebook that the food pantry will be closed tomorrow due to the Labor Day holiday. Thank you. Any others? Well, we do we are going to participate in communion today, and we're going to do it obviously a little bit differently than we have, perhaps at least than I have in the past. Maybe you all have done it this way before. I hope that as you entered in today, that you picked up a baggie, and in that baggie you will find, you found, I hope, a grape and a goldfish. I want to say something about goldfish first. I like goldfish. In fact, I love goldfish. Kind of one of my weaknesses, but in this case, I think it's appropriate that we use a goldfish for communion because the fish, as many of you all know, was a secret sign that the underground Christian movement used back in the days shortly after Jesus when the church was growing and the church was under a lot of oppression, and they would use the sign of the fish to mark places of worship. And so we're using that today for our bread. And we are using the grape for the juice. And I'm going to use a rather informal liturgy today. I hope that's okay with you all. And I want to begin by just saying that this table, which I'm going to prepare now, this table is not the table of Bethany United Methodist Church, nor of the Virginia Conference, nor of even the United Methodist Church. This table is the table of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who ate with sinners and had table fellowship with tax collectors, who hung out with prostitutes and other people, who touched the lepers and healed them, who welcomed to his table even the one who would come to betray him. And so certainly we are all welcome. No matter who you are, No matter where you came from this morning, no matter what you bring with you, you are welcome here at this table and in this community. Dale, I'm going to need one of those bags. I didn't get one. Thank you, sir. As we come again to this table, we remember the story that Jesus' friends told. It was a night of celebration and also betrayal. When Jesus took the bread left over on the table, he blessed it and broke it and shared it with them, saying, "When you eat this bread and remember me, you become one in my body." On that same night, in much the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "My very life blood will be poured out, but when you drink this cup, remember me, and I will be in you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless this bread and bless the fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking, that our eyes may be opened, and that we might recognize the risen Christ in our midst, indeed, in one another. Amen." The bread of life. And the cup of salvation. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this holy mystery, this way that we have of remembering all that Jesus does and continues to do for us, this way of celebrating his risen presence, and this way of coming together and celebrating being the body of Christ. Help us to be energized by your Holy Spirit through this simple act, that we are motivated and energized by your Spirit to go out into the world and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I'm going to now invite our musicians back up for our closing song.
If you will stand and join with us in our last song, "Carry the Light."
We are given light. upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life.